Bars, cafeterias, and restaurants reopen as of today, seating people outdoors or in inside spaces with at least one side facing open air. Tables will be spaced 1.5 meters away and will seat a maximum of 6 people, exceptions made for families with underage children. The reopening of traveling to and from all Greek islands is also taking place today. Ferries will operate at a 50% capacity, which becomes 55% in larger ships with cabins, while strict health security protocols are in place for the protection of all passengers. Just 2 new confirmed coronavirus infections were reported in Greece on Sunday over the previous 24 hours, while no related fatalities were recorded. Total COVID-19 infections reached 2,878, while the death toll remained at 171. The government spokesman on Sunday announced that all levels of education will reopen in Greece as of June 1st, following a unanimous decision by a committee of public health experts. The decision includes kindergartens and preschools, nurseries, and special education schools. After months of quiet, this weekend saw a fresh surge of protests after the government in Beijing proposed a security law which would radically change Hong Kong's unique status. Opponents say it is a direct attempt to limit freedoms and silence critics. The U.S. has imposed travel restrictions on foreign nationals who have been in Brazil in the last 14 days. Meanwhile, the U.S. is nearing the milestone of 100,000 deaths. It already has more than 1.6 million cases. And the weather forecast. Rain is expected this afternoon in Attica with a temperature at a maximum of 25 degrees Celsius.